back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park, and heard in better Spanish tabernas everywhere. I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, Google equals stupid, or at least that's what a headline writer from The Atlantic would have you believe. But first, let's get the latest news headlines from Corva Coleman.
This is NPR.
And hello again, everyone. The Washington Post is reporting that an international smuggling ring may have shared information on how to build an advanced nuclear weapon with several rogue countries. The Washington Post says Iran and North Korea may have been among those countries that received the information. The smugglers were apparently led by Pakistani scientist Abdul Qadir Khan. The report says the information was actually discovered 2 years ago on computers that were owned by Swiss businessmen. The computers have since been destroyed, but the Post is reporting the United Nations inspecting agency cannot be sure the information hadn't already been passed on. President Bush meets British Prime Minister Gordon Brown today after having dinner with him last night. Mr. Bush is in London on the last stop of his European tour. Mr. Bush met Queen Elizabeth yesterday and had tea. The president is rejecting suggestions that he is not happy with the way Prime Minister Gordon Brown has managed British troop levels in Iraq.
I have absolutely no problem with how Gordon Brown is managing the Iraqi effort.
President Bush in London, there are reports that Britain may actually increase its troop presence in Afghanistan. The Associated Press is reporting the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission is going to recommend the proposed merger between the only two satellite radio broadcasters get the green light. FCC Chairman Kevin Martin reportedly says the merger between Sirius and XM Broadcasting is in consumers' interests. However, he's apparently setting several conditions, including a 3-year price freeze for consumers. By the way, NPR broadcasts some programming on Sirius Satellite Radio. The winners of this year's Tony Awards have been announced. The lavish gala was hosted by Whoopi Goldberg, who announced this year's Best Musical.
The 2008 Tony Award goes to In the Heights.
Music in the Heights is a salsa and rap musical looking at the Latino immigrant experience in New York City, and it honored a new Broadway writer. Reporter Jeff London says another new writer also won a Tony.
Best Play went to another Broadway newcomer, Tracy Letts, for August Osage County, a dysfunctional family drama imported from the Steppenwolf Theater in Chicago. It won 5 Tonys in all. The night's big winner was the first Broadway revival of Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific in almost 60 years. It captured 7 Tonys. Best revival of a play went to a 1960s French sex farce, which initially flopped on Broadway, Boeing Boeing.
Reporter Jeff London in New York. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Mike, back to you.